You know, some of us here are old enough to remember the Final Four coming to Tropicana Field back in about 1998 or so, and it was a great memory. And since that time, the opportunity to watch Division I college basketball here in St. Pete has been almost non-existent. While we enjoy USF basketball, it is a bit of a drive from St. Pete up to the Yuengling Center to enjoy that. So we have some great news for basketball fans and college basketball fans, because there will be an opportunity coming up in mid-November to enjoy Division I college basketball right here in St. Petersburg at the MacArthur Center at Eckerd College. And somewhere out in the Midwest is Nima Omidvar, who is Vice President of Athlete Advantage. And Nima has all the information on what will be a fun several days coming up in a couple of weeks. So tell us about the tournament that's coming up.
Yeah, first of all, Joe, thanks so much for having me on. The showdown in St. Pete is something that we've actually been working on for several years. I've been a college basketball coach really for the last 16 years, but been kind of inching towards getting out the game and getting back to my roots of running basketball events at the college level. And this has been a labor of love with Visit St. Pete and some other partners here in the area. But we're excited to be bringing, as you said, college basketball to St. Pete, to a market that doesn't necessarily have a lot of Division I opportunities in their own zip code. And we got three great mid-major teams that are going to come and show down in St. Pete.
Yeah. Well, tell us about the teams. How did you come upon them and choose them to be a part of this event?
Sure. So, you know, scheduling in Division I basketball has evolved a lot over the last handful of years, especially with the onset of the transfer portal and rosters being formulated later and later. And so I really leaned on some of our relationships that I've had through my coaching career. Larry Stewart and I coached together at Bowie State University, a Division II school. Larry is the head coach at Coppin State University. Larry was famous for being on the team at Coppin State that upset South Carolina back in 1997. Was one of the only, not one of, the only undrafted all-NBA rookie team player for the Washington Bullets back in the day. But he's bringing his Coppin State Eagles down to play in our event, as well as playing against South Florida. Richie Riley, I actually worked for him at the University of South Alabama in his first season there. He was last year Coach of the Year in the Sun Belt, got a share of the conference regular season championship, and brings a team from Mobile that's got a really unique collection of talent from all different levels, including NAIA Division II, Division I, JUCO. And then Andy Bronkema from Central Michigan University has won a national championship at the Division II level and has now moved from Ferris State to Central Michigan. So three really good coaches that I've had longstanding relationships with that will all square off against each other in a round-robin format.
Great. And so these are going to be morning games, morning tip-offs, on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in mid-November at the MacArthur Center at Eckerd. Why 11 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, when you've got programs like the ones I just mentioned, you know, they're not generally accustomed to getting the undivided attention of the basketball community and the nation. So we wanted to give them an opportunity to be all by themselves, standalone games. 11 a.m. gives us that opportunity, especially for our games on November 13th and 14th, which fall on a Thursday and Friday. And then our last game will be on Saturday, November 15th. This just gives them an extra chance to showcase their institutions and their programs. And it gives college basketball fans an opportunity to see an extra game throughout the course of the day.
Yeah, well, that's terrific. And the venue is a great one at Eckerd College. Every seat in the house is a great seat.
Yeah, I thought that was really important when we started going through doing site visits at different markets. Eckerd's got a beautiful court design, first and foremost. So that's going to really show well and show off St. Pete to the world. But we wanted a place where anyone that comes to attend this game is going to be happy that they came, that they're going to get a great experience, not just because of what's offered on the court, but because of their sight lines and all the things that come with that. So we're really happy with partnering up with Eckerd College and their athletic department. The AD over there, Thomas Ryan, and his staff have been really great to us in planning this thing out. And we really feel strongly that this is an event that we're going to be able to grow annually and not only bring and showcase great mid-major talent, but bring in some of the high majors and the power fours throughout the country. That's really the vision of this event. We've got other events that we are going to be operating at Athlete Advantage, not just here in St. Pete, but in Aruba, in California, and New Orleans. But we've got a big plan for not just this venue here in, at the MacArthur Center on the campus of Eckerd College, but for some other venues within St. Pete. I'll kind of let that develop over time, leave a cliffhanger for your listeners. But we're planning on being in this market for the years to come.
Well, there's a lot of great history here in St. Pete, including basketball at the old Bayfront Center and a number of other locations. So we'll be anxious to hear how that plan plays out over the next over the next few years. How can fans attend? How can they obtain tickets to Division I college basketball in mid-November at the MacArthur Center?
Yeah, so fans can obtain their tickets online. There'll be links available on our social media. You can find us on Instagram at Showdown in St. Pete. You can find us on X or Twitter, as it was formerly known, Showdown St. Pete. You can email us at showdown@stpete@gmail.com. You can even call or text us at 850-890-9796. Again, that's 850-890-9796. We're really also committed to giving away a lot of tickets. There's going to be a handful of groups that we're going to be partnering with to allow them to come and enjoy the game throughout the community. We're going to be doing a couple of promotional events. On November 12th, we'll be doing an event in the community that we'll put some information out on our socials so fans can stay tuned to that. So there'll be ample opportunity to not only buy a ticket, but score a ticket for free. Bottom line is we want fans to come and have a great time at this event, and we're not interested in taxing anybody for an expensive ticket. This thing is all about really servicing your guys' community, the St. Pete community that enjoys basketball, and we're really excited to do that.
Well, that's terrific. Again, let's list off the teams, the times, and the dates.
Sure. So on November 13th, we'll be tipping off, as mentioned before, at 11 a.m. Doors will open at 10, Central Michigan University against South Alabama. On November 14th will be Coppin State University versus Central Michigan. And then on November 15th, it'll be South Alabama versus Coppin State. Again, all game times at 11 a.m. Doors will open at 10 a.m. Really looking forward to seeing you in the MacArthur Center at Eckerd College, and really excited to build something great as we show down in St. Pete.
Well, that's terrific. Nima Amidvar, Vice President, Basketball and Events at Athlete Advantage, talking about the showdown in St. Pete coming in mid-November to Eckerd College. Amazing. Division I college basketball back in the Sunshine City. We'll have full information on our website as well and our social media to let people know about this opportunity to enjoy some basketball here in the month of November. Nima, thank you for joining us today, and drive carefully.
Thank you so much, Joe. Appreciate it, and see you in St. Pete.